Pledge of allegiance shall be led by Commissioner Corbett.
Mayor, please stand and join me. Say it again.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that was item number two, which is the roll call.
I guess I should turn my mic on, that'd be great, huh?
We'll begin the roll call. Vice Chair Ritchie.
Here.
Commissioner Barbado.
Present.
Commissioner Hamilton.
Here.
Commissioner Georges. Commissioner Chavarria.
Present.
Commissioner Redding.
Present.
And Chair Felice.
Here as well.
The quorum is present with Commissioner Georges absent.
Great, thank you. All right, with that, we'll move on to item two, which is public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on matters not posted on the agenda within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission, provided that no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Do we have any? Seeing we have none, we'll go ahead and close the public portion and bring it back to item three, which is an approval of the minutes. We have a motion to approve. And we have a second. Go ahead and call for the vote. All right, with that, the motion passes unanimously. With that, we will move on to new business, which is item 4.1, which is the installation of curb on both sides. I didn't print my copy, so I need to read the agenda. Hold on 1 second here. Installation of red curb on both sides of a driveway serving 295 South Flower Street.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Traffic Commission. My name is Jose La Torre. I am a transportation analyst with the traffic division here at the City of Orange, and I'll be presenting item 4.1. Item 4.1 is for the request of red curb on both sides of the driveway serving 295 South Flower Street. Staff received a request from Livingstone Korean Methodist Church for the city to consider the installation of red curb on both sides of their driveway at 295 South Flower Street to enhance visibility when exiting the church driveway. The 300 block of South Flower Street is situated between West Larkspur Drive and West Palmyra Avenue and consists of single-family residences, multifamily residences, churches, and businesses. The property has a driveway which is utilized by churchgoers to enter their parking lot. There is also on-street parking available along the frontage of the property. Livingstone Korean Methodist Church has provided evidence demonstrating the need for red curb on both sides of the driveway to enhance visibility when exiting said driveway. The site sketch illustrates the proposed installation of 10 feet of red curb to the north of the driveway and 25 feet of red curb south of the driveway serving 295 South Flower Street. Approval of this request will result in the loss of one parking space to the south of the driveway, but would enhance site access. The proposed curb markings are similar to those installed near other driveways along the corridor. Staff recommends the Traffic Commission approve the request for red curb on both sides of the driveway serving 295 South Flower Street. This concludes my report, and I am available to answer any questions at this time.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions for staff? No, seeing none. All right, at this time I'll open the public comment for this. Are there any speakers on this item? No. Anyone here to speak on this item? No, seeing none. All right, I'll go ahead and close the public portion and bring it back to the commission. Any additional comments from commissioners? Anyone willing to make a motion? Returning. We have a first and a second. With that, I'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor? All right, all in favor. I'm at the wrong spot calling these like I'm running the street fair meeting. With that, the motion passes unanimously. All right. Switch back here. With that, we'll move on to item 4.2, is the installation of red curb at various locations along the east side of North Canal Street to serve OCTA bus stops.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Traffic Commission. Item 4.2 is for the request to install red curb at various locations along the east side of North Canal Street to serve the OCTA bus stops. The requested parking restrictions along the east side of North Canal Street are intended to reserve curb space for the Orange County Transportation Authority, ensuring reliable access for passenger pickup and drop-off operations. North Canal Street between East Meats and East Heim Avenue is a two-lane roadway with a width of 44 feet. Parking is currently permitted on both sides of the street. Adjacent land uses include single-family residential homes, commercial retail, educational institution, and private recreational facilities. Following recent parking restrictions implemented on the west side of Canal, motorists have increasingly utilized the east side for parking, resulting in the frequent obstruction of two OCTA bus stops. The site sketch illustrates the proposed red curb along the east side of Canal Street for OCTA bus stops. The existing 150 feet of red curb north of Meats Avenue allows more margin for buses turning right onto Canal Street while leaving approximately four parking stalls available to the public. The proposed 350 feet of red curb along the east side of Canal Street for OCTA bus stop 5309 would support safer and more efficient transit services. While this would remove about 16 parking stalls, it would preserve one to the south and 12 to the north before getting to Cumberland Street. To enhance transit accessibility and support OCTA operation, staff recommends that the City Traffic Commission ratify the recently installed 150 feet of red curb north of East Meats and approve the installation of 350 feet of red curb along the east side of North Canal Street, north of the first driveway for the Village Shop Center, adjacent to bus stop 5309. This concludes my report, and I am available to answer any questions at this time.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions for staff at this moment?
Not for me.
Seeing none, we'll go ahead and open the public portion. Let's see if there's any speakers. We do have one speaker on this item, Kyle Prof.
Hi, good evening to the council. I'm Kyle Poff with OCTA, the Stops and Zones Senior Analyst. And OCTA has been in continuous contact with the city, and we are agreeable to 100 feet length of curb for the action item 3.1, which is stop number 5309. That concludes my comments. I'm happy to answer any questions, though.
Give me 1 second to look at the map one more time. Or actually, if you can put the map back up real quick, it'd be fastest way. So where the 350 is, you're willing to do 100 there?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure I clarified that with OCTA's request.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, just to add, that would change with a slight change to the location.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. Any other speakers willing to speak on or wishing to speak on this item tonight?
Are we allowed to be able to fill out a card?
Yes, you can. You can come up and speak and then fill out a card right after. Okay. And if you could state your name, since we don't have it on the screen here.
My name's Kathleen Thomas. I live on Cumberland Road, which is right off Canal, north of Meats. I didn't realize it was going to be so many feet, but hopefully with this adjustment, it would be better. Our concern and our neighbor's concern is that with the parking on Canal is early in the morning and in the evenings and all weekend. and it goes almost past Canal or past Cumberland. Our concern is if people lose more park. I agree that the buses need to have a place to park. I have no qualms with that. Our concern in our neighborhood is that these cars are going to start parking on our streets, especially in the future when JCPenney's property is built. So that's something to please take in consideration in the future when you're looking at traffic, that it is going to affect our neighborhood as well. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, I will close the public portion and bring this back to the commission. I've said this a few times. I said it before. I don't like when these come to us after the fact for a portion of those. I do understand sometimes there's occasions where these do need to come, or action does need to be taken before it comes to the commission. So I've looked at the area, and it's probably a safety issue that was there, that why this wasn't brought to us before they did paint the initial portion. I am not in support of a 350, but I am in support of a 100-foot, which seems to be aligned with OCTA's request tonight. So anybody else want to speak on that or want to entertain a motion? I'm happy to make a motion on it as well. If there's no further comments. That we have a first and a second. I'll go ahead and call for the vote. Must be listing one person who hasn't moved. There you go. Perfect. All right. With that, we have five and one no. That the motion passes. Perfect. Moving along tonight. You guys are trying to help us set a record. That would move on to item, what do we got here? One second. Item 4.3, which is the removal of existing blue curb on North Pixley Street and installation of timed, I knew that was going to happen, of timed parking along the commercial frontage of Parker and Pixley Streets north of Chapman Avenue.
And then, Chairman, before we proceed, I'm going to recuse myself from this item. We just can't seem to get away from Parker, Maple, and Pixley Street. And so I'm going to recuse myself from this one.
Okay. You're welcome to sit in the back. I think that's our last agenda item as well, too. Yep. See you.
Item 4.3 is a request to implement time-limited parking on the commercial frontage of Parker and Pixley Street north of Chapman Avenue and remove the existing blue curb adjacent to 541 West Chapman Avenue. Implementing one-hour parking would both promote parking turnover and mitigate any potential parking displacements associated with permit parking on the residential frontage of Parker Street and Pixley Street. The 100 North block of Parker Street is mainly residential, with commercial parcels on the northwest and northeast corner of Chapman Avenue. On Pixley Street, the west side is also residential, except for one commercial parcel at Chapman and Pixley, while the east side features mixed-use commercial with one-hour parking from Chapman to 125 North Pixley, excluding a blue curb adjacent to 541 West Chapman. The site sketch illustrates the proposed installation of green curb along the commercial frontages of Parker Street and the replacement of the blue curb with one-hour time-limited parking on Pixley Street to align with similar restrictions from other commercial frontages on this street. It should be noted that time-limited parking will be enforced daily from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Staff recommends that the Traffic Commission approve the removal of the existing blue curb on the east side of Pixley Street along the frontage of 541 West Chapman Avenue, the installation of one-hour parking on the east side of Pixley Street along the frontage of 541 West Chapman Avenue, approve the installation of one-hour parking on both sides of Parker Street north of Chapman adjacent to 623 and 504 West Chapman Avenue, and adopt resolution TC03-2025. This concludes my report, and I am available to answer any questions at this time.
Great, thank you. Any questions for staff at this time? Seeing none, I'll open it up to the public portion. Anyone here left in the room willing to speak on this item or wanting to speak on this item? Nope. Seeing none, I will bring it back to the commission. I will say, if there's something I really like, it's this agenda item. I believe it is going to benefit a lot of the businesses that are there and also help with the co-residency between the residents and the businesses. I think this will be a big help in that area. So I'm glad this is on the agenda for us to take action on. If anyone wants to motion, Commissioner Redding, Commissioner Chavarria, thank you. With that, I'll call for the vote. That the motion passes. All right. Get back to the last screen here again. Agenda. And that brings us to adjournment. We'll adjourn the meeting. No, I don't have a hard copy agenda, so I don't have the date of the next meeting. Thank you. It'll be Wednesday, December 10th at 5:30 here in Council Chambers. Thanks, everyone.